Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar, fifth quarter.
Collingwood will make their way off the field. They've got a bit of a buffer now, have Collingwood, and a bit of a break to pick themselves up and dust themselves off. Hopefully Tom Phillips' injury not too serious. They've got a couple to come back to. Degoe, that finger, he could be back for that Gold Coast game in round 17. Got Jeremy Howe not too far away with that knee issue as well. Will we see Steel side bottom? Not sure. Adam Treloar, 1 to 2 weeks away. So we could see a different Gold Coast side by the time, Collingwood team, by the time they run into Port Adelaide in round 18.
Absolutely, we could. They're big names and they can all play. So Jeremy Howe, realistic opportunity to return before
final? He was listed as 2 to 3 weeks. He might be first final.
Yeah.
See, first final is very much a live option.
Yeah, and I think what you'll see, if those guys can get back and if they've got any fitness whatsoever, when Collingwood went hard at the beginning of the last quarter and moved the footy quickly, those guys completely changed the way that they'll be able to play throughout the night.
So Brisbane making their way off the ground. We'll follow them into their rooms and take their song in this fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. Of course, Signature Homes, an award-winning Geelong builder specialising in custom design homes, $400,000 to $1 million. We didn't land the Ben Castanilia trifecta.
No, we didn't. I'm trying to work out what the final leg was.
Nobody gave you the Mick Schultz double fist tonight.
Oh, you know Mick Schultz. There are a couple of Mick Schultz actions too. Johnny Noble did one, and he was a one-on-one.
Yeah, but not double though.
Not the big sort of fist tape together style, Mick style.
Yeah. So Mick, still heavily involved in local footies. Mick, he's president of...
Does he love The Rock?
Grovedale, joint president of his beloved Tigers.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Good on you, Mick.
Has been for a few years. Yeah, I think he's a K-Rock fan.
Does he know that we have a bit of...
I think a bit of fun at his expense.
Does
he's aware of it, yes.
Oh, good.
Well, not at his expense, but in his honour.
He was a good toiler, Mick.
Oh, absolutely.
He rarely marked. He was
very tough.
Yeah, he was.
Trained his backside off and played accordingly.
Of course, was a part of the 89 grand final side too. Mick Schultz.
He was on Dermy, wasn't he? Mick?
Made
sure he stood on the correct side.
Yeah, correct. Yes, he did. So, young Coleman, Kadeen Coleman, on debut, will lead his teammates off. So, a fantastic moment for that young man, Mitch Robinson. Just suggesting we might cheer you off. That won't happen, and he'll lead them down into the Lions rooms in the bowels of the Gabba, which will host the grand final in 2020 on October 24. Neil, are you happy? We're going to get a night grand final this year. Happy for it to stay there? Or are you...
Stay in Brisbane?
No, at night when we come back to Melbourne next year.
Oh, yeah, look, but to me, Kingy, not phased whatsoever. Grand final day is absolutely awesome. Just hope that it's a great spectacle. I really don't mind when it's played, mate, to be honest.
So Collingwood, with the loss tonight, they have a bye, then Gold Coast and Port Adelaide. They're not a lock to play finals. The Gold Coast beat the Gold Coast and they should just about be okay. But, gee, I tell you what, they wouldn't want to go to Adelaide and play the Power in round 18, as I think they're slated to do. Having to win that to play finals, having obviously started the season in pretty good fashion, so they're making life a little bit difficult for themselves. See, we've even got the socially distanced water bottles for the Lions as well, as young Coleman into the middle, and here's the Brisbane song. Season 2020. They move to second on the ladder with 15 rounds now completed. So the AFL are starting to get less nervous about this season not being completed. I think they're pretty comfortable now that they will get everything away. There are only 17 home and away games for them to play. They wanted it. Their number was 153, and I think they're at 136. So they've done very well for a seat. Well,
oh, they've done it great.
Gee, they got out of Victoria at the right time, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. And that's all going... look, it's been fantastic. And the players and everybody provided, of course, King, and this, I won't say this flippantly. We just need to get the players to stay in the hub, Kingy. That's about... Yes. At the moment, that appears to be the only threat to the finish of the season.
We need to just stay away from the kebablets.
Yeah, fantastic.
Big kebablet. Oh, you've been working on that all night, haven't you?
No, there is a T-shirt. You said the kebablet.
Really?
Yes. It's an absolute cracker. It's a good little play on words, the old kebablet.
Fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Serve Solar. Hoping to speak with one of the victorious Lions players in this fifth quarter. We're going to take a break and hopefully come back with some details on what that is from down in the Lions dressing rooms at the Gabba. It's Friday night football. Thanks to Warrawolly tonight. Brisbane in the end by 8 points. Thanks to Warrawolly, the community where great things are happening. Live, breathe, K-Rock football.
K-Rock football! The Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar, fifth quarter.